Mr. Baker, you want to start us off?
Is this old business?
Yes.
Discovery Center lease, I think it's in the best interest of those folks in this commission to pursue a gift of that small portion of land that they're building the city on. Because I know this commission will never consider it, but I can tell you from past experiences when I sat on the Wheaton Pest, that building was sitting on county property. There was always a kind of a niggling some commissioners that said, well, we own the property, we could vacate that building if we wanted to. And I know that probably would never occur, but that was still an underlying factor. And so we, at that point in time, we confessed we didn't to ascertain that property. And that just gives you a more comfortable sense of being, I guess, from the standpoint of owning the property and the facility that you do. So I would like that could be a consideration. And the next one.
Can I chime in on that real quick?
Yes, please.
In working on that updated lease, I visited with Ms. Bolgiano. She's the executive director there, and I think it would behoove us to look into kind of the logistics. My understanding is whoever's been on the commission the longest, yeah, I believe that land came to the county in 2007, according to the deed, and it was owned by a Woodford Properties Partnership prior to that. I'm trying to figure out the history on that. I don't know the history of it, and whether or not the county paid for it, whether or not it was a gift, or what happened. So I'm currently working on trying to line out what that history was, and hopefully can give more guidance and more information once I know more information on that. That I don't know. I'm looking to you, Joel, because I don't know when you joined the commission.
I joined in 2007.
Okay. And do you recall any of that?
No, I don't recall any of the details, but I'm trying to. I'll get back to you. There's people around that would remember that.
Okay.
But I frankly don't. But I think this had been talked about a little bit, maybe, and you know, the one thing, well, they're a nonprofit, right?
Yes.
So I think there's some issues with giving property, maybe, to a nonprofit. There's maybe some tax issues. I don't know what they would be. I know if you were to give it to a private entity, then they have to start paying taxes on it once it becomes privatized. So their budget requirements go up. I agree with you. You need to look into it. We need to figure out what are the implications, what are the pros and cons of doing anything different than we're doing. And something tells me we've looked at this in the past, and for whatever reason, it's been a lot of years ago, we decided to leave it as is. But I can't tell you why.
And I'll do some more digging if you wouldn't mind shoot me some names. I'm happy to reach out to those individuals and try and help the history. One thing that was brought up, and I don't know if this factors in or not, is that the annual guess, supplement that comes from the county to the child care organizations in the community, one being the Children's Learning Center, one being the Children's Discovery Center, varies differently. And I don't know if the fact that they're on county land factors into that, but I'm working on trying to get some more information to provide to the commission as you address that as that issue comes up. I do know, as Ms. Bolgiano had mentioned, which is likely not unexpected, that a purchase right now by that organization would significantly impact their ability to operate. But like I say, I'll find out more information, and thank you for bringing that up. I think it's certainly need to be looked at, because it creates a question. What do we have going on here? And it probably could be addressed and finalized.
Well, I think Commissioner Bousman brought up a very good point, and it may be a similar issue that was looked at in the past, although I wasn't on the commission for either one of them. And that is the legal obstacle of a public board giving property to a nonprofit. That was a similar situation that occurred with the Sunlight Center at Aspen Grove. So the county maintains ownership of that and leases it to them at a nominal fee. But I think that was one of the obstacles there, that they could not give that property to the Sunlight Center because they were a nonprofit. So that needs to be looked into as well.
Yeah, and I anticipate that is the underlying issue, but also there is the question that comes up of, do we want to do a 10-year lease, so on and so forth. So why I think if we can figure out the history, it gives us a way to move forward. And if we need to do a sale and all those things, I'm working on it. That's all I wanted to basically do is chime in that I'm trying to dig and get some more information.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, I may have been confusing to those here, but my intent is to, whatever the legal way to do it, would be let that organization end up with property that their building sits on.
I understand.
Thank you.
Do you have one other issue?
I do have one other item. This would be a little more controversial, I suspect, but that's just who I am sometimes. Knowing full well this COVID-19 has put a lot of us in dire straits, if you would. It's made things happen that normally wouldn't. It's disallowed things to happen that normally would. And so I'm trying to think of what would be one of the ways that we could reach out as a commission to the citizens of Sedlec County. And I don't mean just a few, I mean them all. And so looking back and out on the back to the previous commissioners, and some of those have also expressed to me the desire to, when you save funding like this county has, there comes a point in time when you probably should try to figure out how to spend some of that money to the benefit of most. And so I'm thinking, in my mind at least, as we go into the budget session, that we do two things. We look at dropping the mill levy to 10 and taking whatever that difference might be to make up the current budgets that we have looked at out of the reserves, the appropriate reserves to make up that special difference. I think in retrospect, that's what we're here for, is to help a community that is in need of help, and a lot of folks are. And I believe this, in my mind at least, would be a very appropriate measure to take. And so at some point in time, I will present this for more discussion. Thank you.
I don't know when that time might be, but I will say that the reason we have our reserve monies is because we did assess the 12 mills to be able to take advantage of the assessed evaluation while it was there. I understand the intent in terms of helping people out, but at the same time, I have concerns that by so doing, that were going to further reduce the monies that we have in our reserve accounts in the near future, which is going to be more critical than now because they're going to be, decreased total evaluation. But I don't know how we pursue that further, if that's something you plan to pursue at the next meeting or something you want to pursue the night of the budget. I think it's a separate issue, but if you want to have that discussion and place that on the agenda for the next meeting, then that's the thing to do, I would imagine.
Thank you for that, and I know I will. Thank you.
What was the first item? I was trying to let you get through three. The first item that you brought up.
You too. We've already kind of
talked about that. You know, we did, and I don't know if the words YouTube or Facebook or Zoom, we talked about Zoom in our meetings.
Yes, correct. But YouTube, I believe, excuse me, those of you who are more adept at this than I, but I think the YouTube has a lot different restrictions as far as its clients, what have you, from the affected audience, or whatever like that.
And that's another thing that will be discussed, I guess, as an agenda item. We did have that discussion, if I memory serves me correctly, somewhere around last February. We got into the COVID-19 and we moved to Zoom in our meetings simply because we didn't have any other way of presenting it to the public. So that's appreciate that concern. That's a topic that we can look at in the future if you want to make that an agenda item as well.
It would take more than myself to present a valid argument, so I suspect I would have to have our IT individual here to go through that.
Well, and that would be fine. We've already heard from Mike at one point. There were some questions raised that we never got answered. But I think that if that's what you want to do, then it's up to the commissioners to decide if that's the direction we want to move forward to or not. So it's not on the agenda now. So we can discuss that and maybe have that as an action item at the next meeting, if you wish.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Commissioner Noel?
I attended the flag day ceremony, and I also attended a meeting in Marbleton for the planning group for the potential hospital. And just trying to move forward on how to put out some facts so everybody knew
Mr. Chairman, I have nothing at this time. Yes. Thank you very much. When we do the scholarships, there are time frames for all of the students that have received the scholarships. And so they tell us and they send them to Carrie and all that stuff, or to Tracy, or now it's going to be Janice, to get all this information, and the dates are set. You need to have this information in by a certain date. We have a couple of students that have not responded to the date to let the people know that they've completed the semester and they're getting ready to go back to college. And they're way past it by almost a month. Yes, it's close to a month. So they're going to be dropped from that. And whether they're not going back to, and this has happened before, but the ladies in the office have tried desperately to touch base with them. They've got no response. And I'm sure what has happened is these students aren't going back to school for whatever reason. So that money will just go back into the scholarship pot, which is too bad, but that happens. So I'm glad you reminded me. Thank you. So.
Mr. Chairman, all I can say might be shame on them.
Well, you know, there's always circumstances, you know, that we don't know about.
But an so attempt was made.
Attempt was made, out. Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, now that's key. Commissioner Brown, here. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Last week I attended the Wyoming Legislature Joint Interim Natural Resource Committee, MAP. I come into the courthouse for all my Zoom meetings because I don't have any enough internet at my place, so, but at least I didn't have to drive to Cheyenne. I testified before the committee on how we're using good neighbor authority, how we use our FNRPA funding, our involvement in NEPA, the National Environmental Policy Act, the rewrite by the CEQ on the NEPA regulations, that sort of thing, well received by the committee. Strong support, it seems like, in the legislature for continuing FNRPA funding to help counties participate in all these types of issues. I was on a call this morning. You've probably heard of the Great American Outdoors Act that's in Congress right now. It's all indications are it will pass, it will be signed by President Trump. Part of that process is permanent mandatory funding for the Land and Water Conservation Fund, LWCF. When you hear that acronym, that's what that is. Part of that fund and this new rewrite will be earmarked for state and local governments. Part of it will be earmarked for maintenance of roads, infrastructure, parks, forests, BLM, federal lands. Those types of things are strongly supported by counties, strongly supported by DACO. But one piece of that fund earmarks dollars to be used for purchase of private property and take it off the tax rolls. And that was our issue with this bill as it stands. And the call today was with the White House advisors to the president to see and provide input about our concern with more money allocated for purchase of private property and what might be done, whether it's an executive order, a signing ceremony, statement. There's different options that a president can use as part of the executive branch when they take over the job of managing the laws that are passed by Congress. So that was the purpose of that bill. Participated in that call, and I made the suggestion that maybe a requirement that would require before the federal government can purchase private property, it would require negotiation and consent of the local county involved, or counties, whatever it turns out to be. No commitment on what will happen, but we were well received. They listened to us, they understood the argument and the concern. So much for that. And that's all I have, Mr. Chairman.
I just had a couple of things under old business. One was a request from Donna Cranadonk. There's going to be a discussion with Trish O'Connor, the BT Forest Supervisor, regarding COVID-19 and the upcoming fire season. There are a number of dates listed. He asked about commissioner presence. I told him we cannot all entertain that without calling a special meeting. And so I have asked Commissioner Bowsman and Commissioner Rothauser to try to get in that loop to have that meeting with Trish, the forest supervisors, as well as Chef Cooper for discussion on the upcoming fire season. The other thing is, I got an email from Suki with regards to the Big Pine Library Project. She wanted to know if we wish to have her have a presentation with regard to that renovation project. I told her I didn't think that would be necessary, but I will be checking with the commissioners, and I think that's something that we're also going to have to consider or discuss before our budget hearing, because there was a request from the libraries to the effect of about $2 million for a renovation project on the Big Pine Library. And I don't think we discussed that. We just entertained that request. So it's something we can discuss now, discuss later, but it's a budget request item that we're going to be having to review amongst some others. And that's other than keeping up with the conference calls, which seem to be winding down. I don't have anything else to report. So if I don't have any, if there's not a need, then I'll just tell Suki that that's still under discussion with regards to budgets, and there's not a need right now to have a presentation to us regarding that. I think it's up to us to decide if we're going to move forward with that before we have a presentation of that type.
Mr. Chairman, with the road account that Billy has, if Billy's able to take a bunch of money out of there to do some of his projects, we may think about some of that money that we had allocated for Billy's projects for the library project.
Well, Commissioner Baker may be able to help me with this. That project, there's certainly a significant portion of that project that is in need in terms of the condition of that facility with regard to lighting, with regards to heating in the wintertime and loss and that kind of thing. My concern with that is if money's not going to get any better next year, when do we take the opportunity to do it? You know, given with that in mind, I'm in favor of looking into doing that renovation project.
Mr. Chairman,
yes.
So I responded to Suki in this regard. I said originally, well, the first couple of meetings that I sat in on down there, it's going to be a phased project, if that's a term I can use. And my suggestion was to figure out what they felt like was the most important and work from there down, the least important being the last thing they do. I had the discussion at that point in time was they were looking at somewhere around, they thought, $500,000-$600,000 to get what they deemed necessary. Now, when I saw the $2,020,000, something to that effect, you know, I thought to myself, wow, you know, libraries are a central portion of any community, I realize that, but the $2 million renovation almost seems to me like, let's look at a $3 million complete new building. I mean, we're going to sit there and spend at least the $2 million plus on still a very, very old building. So it just appears to me that we really need to look at this thing more so than just a renovation situation.
And with that being said, I think Suki's response was, and I'm not corporate, but I think she had problems with doing a phased approach because there was different ideas of what was more immediately necessary. My thought would be that we have Suki get on the agenda for next meeting and have that discussion.
Yeah, and that would seem to me to be reasonable too. My other concern is if they did it all at once, they virtually will shut the library down, I would think, for a duration of how long, we don't know.
Yeah.
So I would I would believe they could do it here again. And yeah, it would be not as cost effective, I understand that. But at least they'd have some continuity with the library as far as being open to some of the public.
So would you be agreeable as a liaison to the library, get in touch with Suki and ask her to get on our agenda for next meeting?
Yes, that's reasonable.
And I don't think we need a formal presentation. I think we need to have a discussion.
Right on.
Yeah.
A discussion.
Right. Okay. If you do that, then we'll get her on the agenda for next time.
Yeah.
Very good. Okay. Anything else?
Lunch is on its way.
Okay, then we'll go ahead and take a break and reconvene next morning.